yes, we know what that frying pan sound means. Time for the frying pan. It's actually time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brains behind the successful local business IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with his new ideas. And before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. Steve's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Great to see you. Great to see you.
It's good to see you. It's good to be here.
So, okay, so let's get, you know, it's been a couple weeks. We had some Blackhawks games. The Blackhawks are done with their season. They'll be back in the fall, so that means we have some time for the frying pan. Are you excited for the sort of wide open space to be able to pitch your ideas?
Definitely. You know, and I think Blackhawk fans need to remember they didn't win the playoffs, but they tried their hardest.
That's great.
Something
not unlike you.
No, that's what I do every week.
And what you do here at the frying pan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. 312-981-7200. If you're a new listener to this segment, Steve's going to give us his idea here, and then we're going to ask you if you like it, if you don't, if you have suggestions, questions, and some criticism and critique so Steve can get a better idea of what people think in the marketplace about his invention. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear this week's frying pan.
So with the way the seasons are changing, I know those of us in Chicago can feel that spring is in the air.
Right.
And a lot of people are going back out to the backyard or the front yard to tend to their gardens.
Okay, right? Gardening.
They notice that because of the winter, there are now dirt patches in the ground. Some of the grass has faded away. Maybe a lot of the gardening areas are looking dead and bad, and they want things to do to fix them. But not all of us have the time to plant a healthy garden.
Right, absolutely. I know that. Right.
So what I've invented is something called rainbow dirt. So this is multicolored dirt. We sell dirt in all different colors. We recommend it instead of grass, instead of flowers. You just lay this dirt down in different colors and create beautiful, engaging, colorful landscapes instead of the time-consuming, hard-to-tend-to gardens or lawns, things like that. It's you use rainbow dirt, and your yard is done. You're done. It's very low maintenance, and you can earn yourself plenty of free time this summer and this spring.
Let me write this down. Rainbow dirt.
So we sell it in 7 different colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And you lay out those colors, and you can make designs, you can mix the colors, you can do whatever you want. But the gist is, instead of flowers, you let the dirt do the talking, right? And dirt's very easy to tend to. You don't need to water it. You don't need to, it doesn't even need sunshine.
All right, I've got questions.
Okay.
Rainbow dirt is the idea this week on the frying pan. 312-981-7200. I'm going to refrain from my questions because I always like to put the listeners first. You can text or you can call with your thoughts, yay or nay, questions, concerns, criticisms, or I would even throw in their championing.
And I think we'll see a lot of that because I think in America today, something that people ask themselves daily is, hey, who has time to tend to the garden?
Right.
You know, and this is a way of saying, no garden, we don't need you, we have rainbow dirt. It's an evolution of the garden. It's an evolution of the ground. It's an evolution, literally, of the earth.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll see what people have to say. We'll take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Do you like rainbow dirt? It's the frying pan. We'll be right back. I'm gonna hit you with the frying pan. I'm gonna beat you till you turn to sand. I'm gonna tell the world that you're my man and just how much I love you. How much I love you. It's the download here, and it's Friday night at 10 o'clock, so you know that's time for the frying pan. Steve Gadlin is in studio. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He brought his business idea to Shark Tank. He won. He now has a development deal with Mark Cuban to bring new ideas to Cuban, and before he does that, he brings us here to the download so we can workshop it. He lets the WGN radio audience give him suggestions, and we got a lot. The lines are jammed up. We got some texts. Once again, elevator pitch for Rainbow Dirt.
So we sell different colored dirts that you can spread in your garden instead of planting grass and instead of planting flowers. Much lower maintenance, and we sell them in buckets, 1 gallon buckets, $75 a bucket, and you use this instead of seeds. It adds color and personality to your garden without ever having to water it, without having to worry about sunshine. It's perfect for the person on the go.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the line and get some feedback. Let's start with Emily. Emily, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to rainbow dirt? Uh-oh.
I hope you're kidding. Mark Cuban must be an idiot. That is the stupidest idea I have ever heard of.
I don't know if Mark Cuban's heard it yet. Steve's just workshopping it here before he gives it to Mark Cuban, but you don't like the idea.
Oh, my God. It's gross. It's ridiculous.
Why?
You know, well, look, you want the green grass, you want flowers, you want beauty, and you don't want to, it's like taking some chalk and writing on the sidewalk.
Right.
You know, I just think it's totally insane.
Well, that's just your opinion.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, Emily. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. All right. There we go.
She's biased. You know, I think she's biased from the start. I think she'd be a hard person to win over. But fortunately, we're targeting the millennial audience. That's an audience that doesn't have time for planting a garden, watering their lawn. They've got social media to engage with.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's really the group we're looking for here.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on with the frying pan. Yay or nay to rainbow dirt?
I think it's a yay. I like the idea.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah. As far as, I'll go even one step farther. I don't even know why you need Mark Cuban anymore. You know, you've come up with so many good ideas. But one thing, though, is could it be glow in the dark so you can appreciate it at night?
That's actually something I had thought of, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
That I had earlier. We are going to make glow in the dark ones so that it does glow at night.
That seems great. You know, that's a great idea.
Well,
just
I'm very
because,
smart. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you think about what people do to their lawns and houses in the wintertime with Christmas lights, this could be the summer version of that.
Yeah, and it is. It is a summer version of Christmas lights. It's one of the slogans that I already had trademarked and patented, but it is definitely something I had thought of. And, you know, the glowing nature, there are a lot of minerals that we work into the dirt that are naturally glowing. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's keep going with the call. Sure. Let's go to Bill. Bill, yay or nay on rainbow dirt?
Yay!
All right.
Thank you. I think it would go over really good with the gay community myself.
How so?
And, well, it's the rainbow. I mean, they like rainbows. I'm not gay, but there's nothing wrong with being gay. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But I think if he'd throw like a rainbow dirt hole in there, that everybody would be in the... That's just my opinion.
I don't follow you. We're really aiming toward the millennial audience.
Thanks, Bill. That was great.
Audience, but, no, I think that's I'm glad to get a yay. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two yays in a row. Let's go to John. John, yay or nay on the rainbow dirt?
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
This is one of Steve's better ideas.
I appreciate that, John.
Why do you say that, John?
Because he has to come out with a line of colored straitjackets to match the colored dirt.
All right. There.
Why? I don't understand the connection there.
Well, you need some fashion clothes to spread the dirt.
You know, one of the other inventions that I had earlier called the three shirt would actually, we could sell different colored versions of the three shirt to go along with this too.
Now, yeah,
that's a t-shirt with three sleeve holes so you can wear it in six different configurations.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, John. Thank you for that. Thanks for calling in. So you're getting a lot of yays here.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it.
708 says a Japanese garden in color. I like the idea.
Yeah.
But I still need a place for plants. So I think what they're saying is, like, how do you want the dirt to replace plants?
No, the dirt is, it replaces the soil. But I, one of the things about the colored dirt is we use a lot of chemicals to get, to achieve the bright, vibrant colors. Mm-hmm. I would not recommend planting anything in the dirt, especially anything that you might later eat. So no vegetables, you know, flowers probably will not survive for long.
Right.
Due to the chemicals that are in the dirt.
But so 309 says, how would you grow tomatoes, peppers, et cetera? You're saying don't.
Don't. No, we say, you know what? You don't need to grow peppers and tomatoes, et cetera. You get those at the grocery store. We're talking to a millennial audience who doesn't have time to grow their own vegetables, grow their own fruits. This is an audience that our customer base, really a movement that doesn't want to have to grow things, you know? So this keeps their yard pretty in absence of any of the hard work it takes to grow a garden.
This is the text 217 that really represents a lot of text. There's probably about five different of this iteration. Mm-hmm. Won't the dirt just wash away with the rain?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what I like to say when people bring up rain is, who am I, God? Okay, because I don't control the weather. And really, if you think about it, if you're planting flowers and fruits and vegetables, think of the damage rain does to those, right? That's nothing I can control. You know, we are all victims to the whims of a lady I call Mother Nature. And there's really nothing we can do to prevent the rain. So, you know, we recommend if it rains, of course, all the color will wash out. It really, the color doesn't wash out, but all the colors will mix together. And when all colors mix together, you get brown. So you'll get a nice, even brown. And if you want to add more color to it, you buy more buckets of rainbow dirt.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay on rainbow dirt?
I'm going to say nay, but I'll give a little yay to it, because if you don't have plants and flowers and whatnot, you don't have bugs and mosquitoes. But conversely, there's no dimension to it. It's flat. So to me, that would be like a parking lot. And although it would be aesthetically pleasing with the different colors, yet it would be kind of boring because it's flat, in my humble opinion.
Well, Jim,
Jim. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing any art critic say, you know, the Mona Lisa's okay, but it's flat. Okay, you know, I think people are used to two-dimensional art. I think, in fact, a garden, a three-dimensional garden is probably very disconcerting until you get used to it. So I'm not too worried about
it. It's kind of like when you have that three-dimensional chalk art on the sidewalk and you think, like, maybe it's a stairwell and you're like, whoa, but then you realize it's just chalk art.
Yeah, this is different but the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a break, go to the news with Rob. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. Let's queue up some more, some questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, and I would say some confidence boosters. I'm trying to think of a...
I'm getting a lot of yays.
You're getting a lot of yays tonight. 312-981.
Rob Martier is about to give a big yay.
Martier loves him. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll get Rob in the news. Stay with us. I'm going to hit you with a frying pan. I'm going to beat you till you turn to sand. I'm going to tell the world that you're my man and just how much I love you. There we go. Welcome back to The Download. It's Friday night, 10 o'clock hour, always the frying pan, where we bring Steve Gadlin in studio with his newest invention and innovation. In this case, it is, what do we got there? You hear that? What?
Yeah.
I've got to redo it. Oh, no. It's interesting. Rob and I'll shut that off. That's interesting. I never heard that before. All right. So Steve Gadlin is in studio with me. He's the local inventor and innovator. He did iwanttodrawacatforyou.com. He won on Shark Tank. As part of that, he got the development deal with Mark Cuban. Mm-hmm. Before he brings any new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to Download Nation. And we critique. And so far tonight, you're getting a lot of yays for the idea rainbow dirt.
That's right. Rainbow dirt is it's dirt, but we color it different colors, so you can use that instead of plants or, you know, high-maintenance grass, high-maintenance lawns, high-maintenance flowers and trees. You spread different color rainbow dirts, And, you know, it's you're done. You're done for the season.
And this would be sort of to replace gardening and plants
exactly.
and lawns. And
exactly.
things of that nature.
Because today's millennial doesn't have time to water a plant or to grow their own food. You know, you want something quick and easy that you can set it and forget it.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Diane. Diane, yay or nay on rainbow dirt?
I have questions first.
Okay, great.
First question. You're talking about rainbow dirt, not rainbow soil, correct? So you're talking about inorganic and mineral-based. Substrate,
well,
not a soil.
You know, I'd say dirt is probably a misnomer. It's more of a marketing term.
Okay.
What we found through the science that we're using in order to get the color to stick, the best material is actually comprised of a combination of squirrel and raccoon dung. So it is organic material, and that helps the dye stick to it, if that answers your question.
Yes. And then the pigment, the dye is chemical-based, which, I mean, it isn't in a latex. It's in... Yeah, I'm curious as to what type of chemicals you're expecting to hold.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We haven't fully tested it, but what we're trying to do is by feeding the squirrels and raccoons very specific foods, we hope to naturally color the dung so that we can achieve all different colors of the rainbow.
So you would do it organically?
Organically. Now, some of those colors have been easier to achieve than others. We can get blue real easily. We can get red real easily. Something like yellow, we have to do a lot of post-processing with very toxic chemicals. So okay. What we say to people who use the yellow is not to put it near any water pipeline, not to put it near any area where children may be playing.
Great. And then what is the difference between rainbow dirt and just using a colored mulch? You can achieve the same goal with number
mulch,
of different
right, mulch, with a colored mulch.
Whether
well,
it's
yeah.
a stone
I don't know if
or
you've ever,
colored.
I don't know if you've ever taken a whiff of mulch, Diane, but I'm pretty sure mulch is short term for horse poop, and that's just a mess.
Mulch is either shredded hardwood. It can
no,
be.
No, I think I'm
going
to have to agree to disagree with you on this one. I'm pretty sure from a scene that I saw in Back to the Future that mulch is actually horse dung.
I can promise you as a master gardener, it is not.
Well, I can promise you as a master inventor that it is.
Not if a lot of people can go out and purchase mulches of different colors now mm-hmm. that are organic and safe for the soil. They'll actually protect the soil.
They're purchasing horse dung when they do that.
No.
Yes.
Compost and horse manure is a different
now,
product.
Compost is worms.
Compost, worm compost is one type of compost. There are seven others. But what I'm saying is I'm not certain. You're targeting the millennial audience, correct?
Yes, right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you identified the price point as $75 per gallon for
correct.
This colored dirt.
Yes.
Well, if I was a millennial and I had a home, mm-hmm. for $75 a week, I could have someone to come in and cut my grass and take care
oh,
of my yard.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
well,
you're right. You're right. Diane,
no.
Diane, that's a good point.
Growing plants
I disagree.
That supports the environment and that I could eat.
I would
that's
say
right.
so
most millennials.
Where did the $75 price point come from?
Well, because right. a lot of millennials are really excited about these tiny homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're on the same page.
Which yeah. allows them to hire people to care for their environment. If they're not interested in learning to do it for themselves.
Well,
but a lot
again,
of the millennials who come to our programs mm-hmm. are interested in growing their own food
I see.
And
so
creating
this is about
environmentally
a
friendly landscape.
Yeah, so you are what I see is someone politicking here on air for their program when I'm trying to produce a product as an entrepreneur.
I don't need to politic for a program. I'm simply saying I don't understand the strategy of going mm-hmm. after a millennial population.
Right. Well,
that actually has choices, and to say that they want to create muddy brown, you know, you said that Mother Nature is going to wash this through. What do you expect the length of your product lasting? You said it's not going to last an entire season
right.
if it's rainy. So
all
how
right.
often would you expect people to re-up or reapply this rainbow dirt.
Right.
Well, I'm
okay.
selling this
Diane,
to investors. Diane,
I want to thank you for that. Let's move on. But the question is, how often do you have to apply? You know, because you didn't mention rain,
yeah.
but let's say it doesn't rain. How often do you have to apply.
Well, I'll say this. Rainbow again, dirt. I am not on air to sell this to consumers. I'm on air to sell this to investors, right? So the idea is you need to apply it a whole lot, right? You'll need to probably weekly purchase new buckets to cover your entire garden.
Mm-hmm.
Not even rain, but actually sunlight starts decomposing the colorization pretty rapidly because we're talking about organic material.
Which I guess from a marketing standpoint would mean that that's good for the company because if somebody did want rainbow dirt, they would have to invest heavily into it.
Exactly. I but see. We don't tell them that in the commercials, of course.
Right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going with the phones. I got a ton of texts, too, and I'm going to get to them coming up here. Let's go to Janine. Janine, yay or nay on rainbow dirt?
I'd have to go on nay because your inventor doesn't even know what mulch is, and mulch is shredded tree bark, and you can color that.
Well, that's your opinion.
Like the other lady said.
Mulch is actually
all right. Thank you very much for that, Janine.
Horse dung.
Seems like a lot of people are calling up and dismissing, or not dismissing, but arguing back, saying you may be wrong.
Forgetting that I'm an entrepreneur.
Right. Okay, well...
and I don't think there's any such thing as a master gardener, as that earlier lady claimed to be. I don't know if... Who awards that certificate? The Jolly Green Giant? You know, I don't know where that comes from.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let me get through some of these texts. There's some great questions in here.
Okay.
Let me get through here. Let me see. Might be good. This is good. 773 says they live to a very public space, mm-hmm. right? Maybe this would be good for public spaces. And instead of a garden or a lawn, that this could be something that the cities and municipalities could use to spruce up empty lots.
Yeah, I call that a yay, and I agree. I think it would be a great idea for not only homeowners and millennials, but for municipalities as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Public areas.
All right. Okay. I want to save some of these for the last segment. Okay, so yeah, is it going to damage water quality when the rain seeps through it?
I don't understand that question. I guess who drinks rainwater?
Well, I think that rain there's you know, a lot of times rainwater goes into the ground and it's recycled into the earth, that kind of thing.
Not familiar with that cycle, so I'm not sure. I would say again, we recommend that people do not use rainbow dirt near any underground pipes that carry water that will eventually be consumed by humans.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, you know, in terms of whether nature water gets hurt by it, I'm not sure.
773 asks, why not natural sand and dirt from different parts of the world? Because it comes in many different colors.
Yeah, but boring colors. You know, we're talking about vibrant fluorescence, right? This mm-hmm. is something that's really going to punch. I'd say natural dirt is boring in its color. But, you know, by manipulating organic dung mm-hmm. of raccoons and squirrels, we can create some really almost glowing fluorescent colors. That
all right, let's
really
keep going. Let's go to Rick. Rick, yay or nay on rainbow dirt?
Nay. Okay. Are you aware that raccoon scat is highly toxic?
I'm not sure what scat is.
It's dung. Feces, droppings, mm-hmm. what comes out of its anal port.
Okay.
Well, am I aware of that? Is that the question?
Yeah, listen, if raccoons get into someone's house and they leave their droppings around, you have to get someone in chem suits to remove it.
Why?
Because it's toxic.
Well, we're not asking.
You know, are you aware what raccoons eat?
No.
Did you even research this?
Well, look, sir, we're not asking people to eat rainbow dirt.
No, you're not getting it. You can't handle it with your bare hands.
No.
You wear gloves
or...
You can't even be around. If you breathe it, you can get sick from it.
Well, now I'm not sure about that, sir. I think, again, we'll have to agree to disagree.
Right.
I can guarantee you that you're going to poison the consumer with
it. Okay, we'll cross raccoon dung off of the ingredients. We'll just use the squirrel stuff. Jeez.
You're a maniac.
He is a maniac. All right. Thank you very much, Rick. And Rick, that was colorful.
I don't like that guy.
You're getting a lot of pushback tonight. There's some very articulate.
I like the way that I started where it was yay, yay, yay.
But you know, you got to give it up for the articulate, smart consumers who are pushing back. I mean, it's going to make your product better.
When I hear from one, I'll give it up.
All right. All right.
But I think Rick was just biased against the idea because he didn't think of it first.
All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. When we come back, some of the more colorful comments. From the texts, okay. We'll read them to Steve and
like
see how he reacts.
Rainbow dirt is colorful.
There you go. Yeah. See how I played with that.
Yeah, that's good. I wanna hit you with a frying pan. I wanna beat you till you turn to sand. I wanna tell the world that you're my man and just how much I love you.
It's the frying pan here on Download and WGN Radio. Let's get to some of the texts and tweets that came in during this segment, some more colorful stuff that that I think you need to read or at least hear, Steve.
Okay.
This is the part that's never fun for me, but we've learned to love it.
Sure.
773 says, I lost it. Here it is. This is the worst idea since caramel flavored mulch.
Okay.
That's funny.
Well, that wasn't mine.
Yeah. No, that wasn't. 7217 says, a master gardener is an actual thing. It's a program offered at the University of Illinois. Colored dirt.
That's not even an accredited university.
The idea is fun, but poorly thought through.
Okay.
You are way too cocky. This is not my words. You're way too cocky, mm-hmm. and I'm turning you off.
Okay.
You had me at the – this is 414 that okay. says, you had me at the beginning of the program giving you a thumbs up for this invention. Now I'm sorry to say that you're coming off as the biggest smartass on the face of the earth. Now my question would be, why can't you use food coloring as a natural color? Why are you getting depressed? That's how it ended.
Well, I'd say, frankly, our scientists have a lot more fun engineering with organic material. So food coloring to us is not exciting. You don't get vibrant colors. But by force-feeding raccoons and squirrels radioactive material, you are able to get a glowing, fluorescent dung with a consistency of soil.
You know, a lot of people at the beginning of this conversation really liked the idea of the rainbow dirt. It kind of devolved, but really it kind of took a wrong turn when you started interacting with the master gardener. This is where the texts come in. 773, how dare you insult the master gardener?
Okay.
This guy on air is a jerk. He's done no research. He's a fraud.
Well, I'd say anyone calling themselves a master gardener is a fraud, because how do you become a master gardener? How hard is it?
Okay.
You
847 says
you
master
them.
Gardener is awarded by Botanic Garden of Chicago after many strenuous classes.
Okay, well, how many?
And it's also at the Illinois Extension, the University of Illinois, and someone also sent in a text of the Wikipedia of what a master gardener is.
Okay, well, I can go start a Wikipedia today.
All right. Well,
what a master,
I think the point being is that there
something
are,
else is
that yeah. argument that there is no such thing and people are making up a master gardener may be false and why people are getting upset.
Okay,
this guy 224 is the biggest a-hole.
Okay,
and a moron.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, I gotta pass this long Wikipedia thing.
Okay.
You, sir, are wrong. I work at Home Depot, and I know what mulch is.
Well, no, that, sir, is wrong. Mulch, and if you Google it or look it up in the dictionary, you will see it is unequivocally horse dung. Stinky, smelly horse dung. That's what mulch is.
Yeah, that's they're arguing that that's not what mulch is.
Well,
that's manure. I'm getting a lot of manure.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to apologize to the listeners. I got the two words mixed up.
Come on, man.
I was thinking of manure when people were saying mulch, so my mistake.
309 says, worst debater ever. Is this guy for real?
Actually a master debater.
There you go.
Yeah.
Never have this idiot on again. Don't be so rude. Mm-hmm. You came in way too expensive. It's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
There's some. I'm just getting through the ones with swear words. We can't use those.
Understood.
Let's see. Squirrel dung. Mm-hmm. Your guest is a smart ass.
Okay. But part of that is smart.
Yeah. Well,
your guest is smart.
So you're full of
BS. Your guest is smart, comma, in the other word.
No.
Okay.
There's some really good ones here. I'm just trying to get. There's a lot of texts, man. This is probably the most we've ever had. And they're mostly mad with you arguing with the master gardener.
Well, let me tell you this. I go to the Botanic Garden probably weekly.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I enjoy the Botanic Garden, and I appreciate that there are people that put seeds in the ground and sprinkle water on them a couple times a day so that I can enjoy the Botanic Garden. So
708
if they
says,
want to be called Master Gardener, that's fine. Okay. I tip my hat to you,
you're
Master Gardener.
You're digging a hole. Okay. 708 says keep drawing cats.
Okay.
815 says I'm burning my money, videotaping it, and putting it on YouTube would be more useful than buying rainbow-colored dirt.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Not
really, but if they want to, if they're resorting to hyperbole, then let them.
Steve Gadlin's rainbow dirt is the greatest invention I've heard on the radio since Sweaty Balls.
We should stop there.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's we end on a yay, and I think that tallies up as more yays than nays, right?
Yeah, there's, I'm just trying to get, there's some really... I mean, it's amazing how colorful the language is.
Well, it's rainbow dirt.
Yeah, so I guess at the end of the day, I'm not sure this is a yay. This is a good one. 773 says, take the needle out of your arm.
Got it.
You're crazy.
I don't have a needle in my arm. I did actually just get my tetanus shot.
Okay.
I went and got a physical and got my tetanus shot.
773 says, I'd rather buy the Joe Dirt Special Edition Blu-ray. That's pretty good.
Now, that is an insult. I will take that as an insult, sir.
And then the final one is 630, which is really similar to a lot of them, which is why the F would somebody want that?
Okay.
So, but you know what? There is good ones here. There are people I missed a lot of these at the get off your high horse.
A lot of the good ones had swears in them, so you had to skip over them, I understand.
217, get off your high horse.
Okay.
I tried to be objective with your quote-unquote invention.
Yeah.
You lost me with your put-downs of the master gardener.
Well, you had said the last
you're
one.
You're a loser.
The previous
get
one,
out of
so.
Here. Your ego's too big.
Okay.
Loser.
Okay. Again, that's their opinion.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then the last one, 773, Steve is a genius.
Thank
so,
you.
There you go.
I think that's that to me is the most telling.
All right, we're out of time for this week's frying pan. Rainbow dirt. You like it, Martyr? Yeah.
You know, one observation quickly is that I always viewed gardening as kind of a passive, peaceful endeavor. You've really fired these people up. I don't want to
sure
be near
have.
You when you walk into the parking lot tonight.
Yeah.
Well, the gardeners can get angry.
No, they
Man.
Can. And I think that's because they're overworked. And with something like rainbow dirt, they might get to take a chill pill and just spread it and forget it, you know?
Well, that's a good tagline.
It is.
All right.
A good tagline.
Frying pan's over. Rainbow dirt, not that successful because you made no friends with the... With the gardeners
you know what?
Of the
Illinois
area.
The millennials
might
excited.
Like it.
They're very
Steve
excited.
Gadlin, we'll see you next Friday.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for coming in,
Take
bud.
Care.